The sheet we had handed out says symbiotic relationships. Sym from the Greek S-Y-N usually, but it means together, and bio meaning life. These are lives that are intricately interwoven, and to remove one would cause the death of the other. Symbiotic relationship. Different forms of life are completely dependent upon each other. At the broadest level, the animal kingdom depends on oxygen produced by the plant kingdom. Plants in turn depend on carbon dioxide produced by the animal kingdom. More local and specific examples include fig trees and the fig gall wasp. And gave you some examples of those in those first set of pictures. Next example is the yucca plant and the yucca moth, and those are the pictures below. There are others. Many parasites and their hosts, the pollen-bearing plants and the honeybee. Even members of the honeybee family, consisting of the queen, workers, and drones, are interdependent. If one member of each interdependent group evolved first, such as the plant before the animal, or one member of the honeybee family before the others, it could not have survived, because all members of the group obviously have survived. They must have come into existence at essentially the same time. In other words, creation. The yucca plant and the yucca moth, I know a little bit about that. The spear-like yucca plant found in the southwest United States. Only one animal comes around and fertilizes it, and that's the yucca moth. The other animals don't come around. The insects don't come around. The yucca moth, if the larvae are put into a jar that has all kinds of food, you know, plant food in it, they will search around until they find yucca plant things to eat. And if they don't find that, they starve. So the yucca moth exists only on the yucca plant, the larva. And the yucca plant exists only because the yucca moth pollinates it. You can't have one without the other. So how could the plants evolve millions of years before the insects came around? So on. It doesn't make any sense. So fairly simple, but I thought nicely colorful study on symbiotic relationships.